Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Movie Podders. You probably thought we didn't exist anymore, but we do. We're still here, and you can never get away from us, because we'll do whatever it takes to get a podcast out. And as always, it's me, Brian, and my good friend Ryan. How you doing, Ryan?
Not bad, you?
Yep.
Couldn't see that there, but I done like a pure gang sign thing.
I saw your gang sign.
Could you see me with light?
Yeah, I can see you. We've been too busy playing the PlayStation, haven't we, to do podcasts?
Goddamn FIFA.
FIFA 19 is ruining my lives. It's ruining my relationships.
Yep.
I had to take 3 weeks off work. No, we've just been too busy, haven't we, to do a podcast?
Pretty much, aye. The same old story.
Yeah, we're a bit rubbish, but hopefully if there's someone who will listen to this podcast. I think the fact that we're going to talk about Marvel stuff on this particular podcast will get people listening. And before we talk about that though, Ryan, have you been to the cinema recently? I know you have.
Yes. Yes, I have, yesterday.
First time this year?
No, first time this month. I tend to only kind of get once a month now, so...
All right.
This month, or yesterday, it was Captain Marvel.
Nice.
Yes, very nice.
So we're going to talk about that later. Are we going to go spoiler? Spoiler on it?
Yep.
Yeah, get spoiled. Get all the spoils.
Yes.
So what else have you seen this year at the cinema then?
Good question. What else have I seen? What's been the big films? Name some and I'll hit off them. The Harry Potter one. Saw that.
That wasn't this year.
Was it? No.
That was the tail end of last year. Maybe you saw it in January though, so
maybe
you
remember.
You were late to the party. Should I tell you the films I've seen this year and you can see if you've seen any of them?
Aye.
I've seen Front Runner.
No.
Alita Battle Angel.
No.
Lego Movie 2.
No.
If Beale Street Could Talk.
No.
Instant Family.
No.
Free Solo.
No.
I saw this at the cinema this year, but it's an old film, Mean Girls.
No.
Have you seen it, though?
Mean Girls, no, I've never seen that.
Oh, that's good. Four for you, Glenn Coco. You go, Glenn Coco. Fighting With My Family.
No.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
No.
Again, not this year, but Cineworld did an IMAX day.
Hell no.
Captain Marvel?
Yes.
Yay!
Wow, have I seen this show?
Everybody Knows. And last night I went to see Ben Is Back.
Nice.
Where did he go, Ryan? Doesn't it matter, he's back.
Nah, back again. I saw, unfortunately, Mary Poppins.
That was last year as well.
We saw it this year.
You never liked it, did you?
No, you left.
I thought it was practically perfect. In every way.
We had a bad experience, which didn't help, but no, we left. I'll do two things, actually. I'm going to double check. I'm pretty sure we've seen at least one film a month.
What didn't you like about Poppins?
I don't know. I wasn't quite, which is surprising for me, but I wasn't quite enjoying What's-Her-Face as...
Emily?
Yeah, as Mary Poppins. I felt it was a wee bit put on.
Oh, I see, I loved it. There's a bit, you probably missed it if you left, but there's a bit later in, like, quite near the end of the film, and one of the kids doesn't use the word fat, but he used languages that suggest she's fat, right? And see the face that Emily Blunt gives at that moment. Like, it was a genuine, like, I was, like, proper laughing out loud in the cinema. I really enjoyed it. Like, it was quite, like, her face was only on the screen for like a split second, so you could have easily missed it. But it was such a good bit of physical acting.
Nah, there was too much for me that I wasn't digging. Lin-Manuel Miranda, or whatever, wasn't really enjoying him. He's Cockney accent and all that, so nah. We passed.
I like Earl Lin-Manuel. I'm going to see his show at the end of the month.
Hamilton?
Yep.
I've heard good things about it.
Cannot wait. We're going to the West End.
Nice. Yeah, that'll be good.
Hope so.
Have you been to any, like, theatre things? London?
We went to the Lion King last September.
Oh yeah.
Which was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
When I was going to it, I was like, "Oh, this will be fine. I'll enjoy this." Because we went last September because I was going to see the Seahawks against the Raiders on a Sunday. So we decided, because Amelia was coming with me, I was like, "Oh, let's go see a show." She really wanted to see Lion King. Lion King was on. We got good tickets. And I was thinking, "Oh, I'll enjoy it because it's the Lion King. It's one of my favorite Disney films." But I didn't realize how much I would love it. I thought it was like I would have paid straight away again to go see it again. Like it was that good.
Nice.
Have you seen it?
No, I've heard good things though.
Has Sarah seen it?
No.
I think you should go one time.
You've not seen Lion King musical, have you? No, she's not. We went and saw Wicked.
Was that good? Amelia likes Wicked.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. And we went and saw Adam's Family in Glasgow.
We saw one, A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh yeah, maybe soon.
Like a week before we went to see Lion King, but it was just like it was just on at Sheffield. Have you watched Sex Education on Netflix?
No.
Oh, I'd recommend it. Really funny.
I don't know. I keep seeing the thing and I keep thinking the thumbnail for it is Margot Robbie for some reason.
No, it's funny. Me and Amelia said she looks like Margot Robbie.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Sarah was like, no, it's not. And I was like, well, it looks like her a wee bit, I think.
She does look like her.
Yeah.
But top tip for Lion King, if you ever go see Lion King in theatre, get an aisle seat. On the bottom floor, get an aisle seat.
Why?
Because it's brilliant. I don't want to tell you why, because that might ruin some of it.
Oh, right. Aye, I think I can visualise the things that possibly happen. Do you get some visitors?
Yeah, kind of. They're not really visiting you, but you get closer to the action.
Nice.
And it's brilliant.
Yeah, I always fancied it. I always expect it, though, to turn into that music video. I cannot remember the name of the music video, but it's like a kind of dancey one, and there's people dressed as animals. What?
It's a dancey music video.
Aye, like a dance music kind of video. Hey, That one!
Nailed it. Yeah, basic. cool, so we're going to talk about Avengers trailer today, guys, and we're going to talk about Captain Marvel. We're going to go into spoiler territory. Ryan's going to have to lead us in that one because he's seen it most recently, yesterday.
Oh, good.
Should be nice and fresh, although I think we've discussed this on the podcast before, that Ryan has the worst memory in the world.
Yes, I do.
Potentially. Uh-huh. Before we talk about Avengers trailer and Captain Marvel, though, did you see there was a trailer out yesterday and a trailer out today? I'm interested to know if you've seen them. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, right. No. I thought you were going to say the TV spot for Endgame.
Oh, no, I never saw that.
TV spot today. No, I've not seen any trailers. I've seen like one, like on Instagram, you get like wee kind of videos that they put on there. I saw clips of it, but I've not sat down and actually watched the trailer yet for it.
What, the Endgame?
No, Once Upon a Time.
Oh, right. It's okay. I wasn't that blown away by it. But then it's just the first trailer. You don't tend to get too much in the first trailer, do you?
No.
And it's Tarantino, and it's Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, and Leonardo DiCaprio, so all the trailers could be crap. I'll still go see it anyway.
Yeah.
And then today, John Wick 3, second trailer was out.
No, but I saw some like kind of meme stuff going on with Jason Mantzoukas, his poster, and really? People like saying how they could believe it's his character from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, like a prequel to that. So I saw that he's in it, and that's instantly got me back on board for it.
Jason Mantzoukas is in John Wick 3?
Yeah.
No.
Google it.
What's up, jerks?
That's what people were saying like, the tagline to his poster was going to be.
I hope it is, man. It really should be. I need to Google this now.
So I can't remember his character. Do you watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. We are currently I watched two episodes before coming on.
All right.
We're working, because season 5 is on, just came on to Netflix. I had seen like 1 to 4, but I'd missed a few episodes, like here and there. So I was saying to Amelia, I was like, oh, can we just watch it all again from the start, just so I can catch up on all the episodes? So we're on like season 4 just now.
Right.
Do you know the one when like Holt and Jake have to go like undercover? Or they go to like go to Florida? Like witness protection thing?
See, I kind of watch it off and on, so I think I remember the last part that I remember watching, but I don't want to say it in case it's like spoils anything for you or whatever. Yeah, so
he's playing a TikTok man.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him so much. Like, he's a disgusting human being. But I love him so much.
Aye, he's brilliant.
Yeah. I could just watch, like, I know he plays the same kind of character. Like, my favourite version of him is Ruffy in The League. Or Raffy, yeah. In it. Is it Raffy?
Raffy, yeah.
Like, I can't get enough of him. It's so good.
Brilliant.
Anyway, we're here to talk Marvel tonight.
Yes, we are.
So, what was your initial thoughts on the Endgame trailer?
Endgame trailer, it was, initially, I think I was like, it was alright. I wasn't blown away with it. But given time to watch it and analyse it and spend far too much time on it, I really enjoyed it. It hit on some good notes. Like, I liked the start with them showing you like wee flashbacks of the main three. Interesting though, they've not done anything with the Hulk, but the main three there. But anyway, yeah, I liked all that, and then just giving us enough but no real story. I think I can probably put together what the story is based on all the bits of information I've gathered, but otherwise, yeah, I thought it was a really good trailer.
Yeah, same. I'm just watching it just now, like on the telly. Like, you mentioned like how they never did anything with the Hulk. What's interesting as well is like, because you even get a good bit of Hawkeye and a good bit of Black Widow in there as well, whilst they're not narrating anything at that point. You only really see a clip of Banner, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is quite interesting. I also thought when I first watched it, do you know how it shows you Peggy Carter's funeral? I think it's the bit when she's talking.
Yeah.
Because she sort of narrates for Steve, doesn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought at first it was an American flag, and I was like, oh, that's a different funeral from Civil War. Like, and I thought it was like, maybe like if they went back in time, because that's what we're assuming is going to happen, like someone else dies instead of Peggy Carter or whatever. But we'll see. I love this trailer. I loved it straight away. The problem is I watch these at work, so I've got like my headphones in at my desk and I'm watching it on my phone, and I really want to get dead excited, but I can't because I'd look like a moron. Like, if I'm in work, like, getting all giddy. But like, I don't know how to contain myself, because I just like get, obviously, you know, and there's no secret how much I love Cap. It's obviously this has a nice Cap moment in it when he sort of fastens his shield and he's got like a big mean face on, and then he probably dies, unfortunately. Which I'm not looking forward to. I love the fact that I said to you the other day, I love the fact that Rocket's got his, like, the uniform that Rocket's got on, because it looks like straight out of the comics from like the Guardians of the Galaxy comics before it was famous.
Yeah.
Like, before it was in the movies, there was the run that they did. That's the sort of get up that Rocket was wearing, and I think that's really cool. Was there anything particularly interesting to you about this trailer?
There's a few bits. I was going to ask you the same question, so I didn't plan my mind what I thought you might talk about, but I think for me, that probably the bit that gives us, that they're playing with us most, I think, is the bit at the end where you see them all walking, and I've had a look at it, and it looks like there's two different sets of people. I think there's going to be, like, again, a third different bit. So this is the bit where they're all saying, what's the bit they say at the end?
Whatever it takes.
Aye, whatever it takes, yeah. And you see, like, Cap leading them out type thing in the white suits. And you see Tony.
Yeah.
In that, so they're obviously suggesting Tony makes it back.
Yeah, but what I find really interesting about Tony is that Rhodey's in a suit.
Yep.
But he's not.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering, like, because obviously Tony has a history of having PTSD. And I'm like, is he suffering, like, really bad again?
Yep.
Or maybe he's still got his nanotech. Like,
oh yeah.
It could probably be that. It could be, but like, that has been a big part of Tony's character, especially in Iron Man 3, of him struggling with events that's happened. And if you think if he struggled with the stuff from the first Avengers, like how much is he struggling with the fact that what's just happened with Thanos and the fact that Peter died as well. So I don't know. I think we might get some more of that for Tony again. But Bruce isn't in that scene.
Yeah, so that's going to be the other point I was going to say. I think they're clearly hiding the Hulk, because we're definitely getting him. There's no chance we're not getting the Hulk here.
It's going to be glorious.
And I think he's going to be in that scene. I think what I think might happen is I think we might lose Banner and the Hulk might just take over, because they've hinted at it like a few times that he may lose control, and that'd be a kind of easy way out for, like, if Ruffalo didn't want to be in this anymore, if that was like his time done, then that'd be an easy way out for him as well, I think. So I think we're going to have like the Hulk take over and lose Banner through it.
I have the feeling though that, like, this is, I mean, taking away for the trailer a bit, you're talking about like Ruffalo leaving. I don't get the feeling that Ruffalo really wants out.
No, me either. But I just feel like it gives him that out that it's available to him, that if he wants to, he can.
Because my opinion, I think the two people who want out the most are Hemsworth and Evans.
You think so?
And I don't think it's that they don't like doing it. I mean, Hemsworth less so, because I think the fact that he did Ragnarok with what's his face? Taika Waititi?
Yeah.
I think that re-energised him for Thor, because it was brand new. But I think, out of everyone, I think those are the two people who are really, like, we see them as Thor and Captain America. Because, like, Scarlett Johansson, yes, she's Black Widow, but Scarlett Johansson does loads of movies. Jeremy Renner does loads of movies. Mark Ruffalo does loads of other stuff as well. Whereas I think these guys have really been... like, that's who we think they are. And so I think they want to branch out a wee bit more and do other stuff. I mean, I could be wrong. I could just be making all that up, pulling it out of my arse, but...
See, one of the scenes as well. So see that, like, as I say, you see the bit where you get, like, close-ups of everybody.
Yeah.
Walking. And then there's a bit where, like, it's from a bit further back. And it looks like it's a different set of people there. And there's definitely less people there. So they're definitely messing around with who's in that final walkout.
Well, sure, in the first trailer they had like a silhouette walkout.
Yeah.
But Cap was wearing his like normal suit.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
And stuff.
Yeah, like you can see in that they're all wearing like dark clothing. It looks like Thor's there, I think, as well.
And they're all in like one line as well, aren't they, though? They're not, like, whereas this, they're more in like a sort of groups. I wouldn't be surprised if Captain Marvel's there as well.
Yep. Interesting to see how she's going to fit into it all. I was saying this yesterday to Sarah, like, I'm interested to see what they do with her and how they use her.
Yeah, because she's not one for like a back row part if they get in a fight, do you know what I mean? But then they're not going to put the other guys to the back. I mean, I think Steve and Black Widow are going to have big parts in this.
Looks that way, yeah.
It's interesting. I like Captain Marvel, though. Like, I know we'll go on to that film later. I like the little bit at the end between her and Thor of the trailer. Mm-hmm. It's the only tiny bit of humour we get in it. And it's not it's more of, you just sort of smirk, don't you? It's not like you're laughing. But I don't know how they're... I mean, there will be, because it's Marvel, but the first... I think the humour parts will come when they go back in time. I know we're... I'm just saying they're going back in time like it's going to happen.
It's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident. And I think, like, when they're all in the present, it's going to be pretty gloomy. I mean, Nebula's there in the walkout as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's
like seven, I think. Seven of them.
I just watched it now there. I don't need to go back. See.
Yeah, there's. I'm pretty sure there's seven of them. Cap's leading up top.
Cap's new suit is the best one yet.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
The one with it. You mean like the scales and stuff like that? Yeah. It's the best one he's had so far.
Yeah, it's like this is what I was saying. Like I've got an idea of what's going to be going on. I think to a point, and then after that, I don't know what they're doing. Like I don't know where they're going to be going with it or anything. I'm not quite sure how the story's going to play out. Like I can see this, I can understand why they're talking about this being like a 3-hour film because
I think it needs to be done. It there's so much they need to fill out.
Yeah.
What I like about this one as well, though, like. We joked about how like, oh, don't give us a trailer, we don't need a trailer, like we're going to go see it anyway, and they've given us a trailer to get us like excited, which is great, but not that we really needed it, but it's still great to see some footage, but this has to be the least they've ever given us in a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't get me wrong, they spent the first half of the trailer showing you flashbacks from Iron Man 1, Captain America and Thor, so
yep.
It's a good way to not show you anything that's in the film.
But maybe any other interesting bits for you?
The walkout bit's the most interesting thing for me. That, and I don't know, like just with Tony not having a suit and Bruce like not being in the walkout. Not really. I mean, there's all the sort of exciting stuff. I mean, I think Cap's a goner. Just because of the language that Peggy uses when she's talking about them.
But you know what they're like? They do this to us every time. They make us think they're doing them in and then they're no. I feel like there might be something where he'll maybe get lost in time as such and get to stay with behind Peggy in his time. Something like that. What I find to be an interesting scene, and it's only a wee tiny one, but it's just because I want to know what's going on. So there's obviously some kind of battle that's happening, because you see them all in some sort of area that's dark and cloudy and like gloomy looking. And it's the Ant-Man scene, like where there's a pencil and an earphone jack and stuff. Like, what's going on there? Why highlight that wee clip? Like, I don't know. I'm just interested to see where that's taking place.
Yeah. I mean, Chris Hugh from Empire said he thinks they might all be small, didn't he?
Oh, really? Did
he? At least he said that Cap, he wonders, I wonder if Cap's small because it looks the same.
All right. Yeah, no real thought.
But at the same time, though, if that's like a, I mean, that looks like it's in a city, doesn't it? Like a destroyed city. And so there's no reason that they're in a destroyed city and Ant-Man's fighting people in an office. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so. Now, I don't know. Going back to what you're saying about Cap there, though, like, yeah, I get that. I think I've heard that a few days as well. People saying that he'll end up getting to dance with Peggy. Like, at the ball sort of thing or the party, whatever it is. But I think the best person to die, and I mean this as a pure story point of view, and like to bookend the Avengers, is Tony.
Yeah.
I know he's had his sacrifice play already in Avengers, the first one, when he takes the new cup to the, like, well, to the, like, to the sort of, which, whatever you call it, entrance or whatever the Tesseract's causing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in a narrative point of view, like, Tony Stark's the best person to die.
Yeah, he started it.
Yeah.
So you'll finish it.
We watched Iron Man the other night. Amelia had seen it, was watching it for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually liked it.
Yeah, because it's a good film.
She doesn't like Iron Man, though.
Why?
I don't know. She doesn't like, because he's just so, because he's an arsehole. Which is funny, because that's why I like him.
Yeah.
But she said, I'd give that almost 4 stars out of 5.
Give what, sorry?
She said she'd give it almost 4 stars out of 5.
Almost 4?
Yeah. I think she meant thanks.
She was almost like spot on, mate, but hey-ho.
But yeah, I can't wait. I'm just ready to book my tickets. We're going to go see this one together, Ryan.
Yes, we are.
How exciting is that?
Very.
Last film we saw together was flipping the Dark Tower, was it?
Yes.
Was that, yeah.
Aye, Dark Tower.
That wasn't that good, though, was it?
No, it wasn't. No.
We used to go to the cinema all the time together.
I know.
Our lovely other halves will be joining us as well.
Yes.
Whilst we're talking about it, let's have this out on the podcast. If there's a Infinity War Endgame double bill, are we doing that?
I don't know. It's because of the child situation. It complicates things, so...
Complicate. Yeah, but it would start at like 9 o'clock. Surely by that time you'd have to have passed said child on to said grandparents.
I don't know. I need to look into that one a wee bit more.
I'll have a word with Jackie.
All right.
I'll be like, hoi, Jackie, get your gran Wayne looked after. Well, anyway.
No, I don't know. I'm not too sure what we're doing with that yet, so I need to get back to you.
Okay. Cool. Well, I think we're going to spend the whole day in Glasgow anyway, get some scran, watch some other movies and...
What are you doing? Are you going back down the road? How are you staying up? What are you doing?
Well, I don't know. It's up to you.
Oh, is it? Aye.
Yeah. If we're staying, we're staying at your house.
Are you, say?
Yeah, we don't, well, nowhere else to stay, so... If we're coming back down the road, you're taking us down the road, so it's up to you.
All right. It's fine. Tickets should be soon, shouldn't they? Like next week or so, I think.
I think it'll be next week. Because Captain Marvel was about a month away, so next week will be a month or so.
Yeah, I'm sure it was the same last time, it was about a month.
Yeah, Shazam tickets are out already as well, they're like the 5th of April. I know it's DC, but they're already out. I'm actually going to see that on Wednesday.
Are you?
Yeah, wasn't that keen on it, but the reviews for it have been amazing.
Yeah, we saw the last trailer or that... The most recent trailer was, I can't remember if it was on before Captain Marvel, but I thought it was actually alright. So, yeah, it's one of these films, I think we said, like, we spoke about it, like, based in the kind of reviews, that it might be one of these kind of DC films that actually, like, knows what it's all about and so can not take itself too seriously.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Like, one of the things I've been seeing a lot about the reviews for that is that people saying, like, it isn't taking itself, it knows exactly what it is, it's not taking itself too seriously, and I think apparently there's a lot of humour in it, so look forward to that. You got anything else to say on the Endgame trailer?
No, just bring it on, pretty much. I don't want to. I would be quite happy at this stage if they didn't give us anything else, but they're dropping, as I say, there was nothing new in it, but there was a TV spot today. The only new thing was the flashback scenes were different, so it was like Black Panther, and people had been dusted pretty much.
Oh, that's quite interesting.
Yeah, and it was doing the same thing where it was highlighting red, so...
Do you think we'll get... Talking about the guys that were dusted, do you think we'll get, like... Obviously, there's going to be lots of action in this movie, even though it might not... Even though it might be scenes we've seen before, like the Battle of New York, or Age of Ultron, whatever, like, do you know what I mean? But I wonder if, like, I think the action scenes will in the same place will be different. Does that make sense?
Mm.
Like, if we see the Battle of New York, I don't think it'll be the exact same action scene because they're changing things this time.
Yeah, I think things will be slightly different, yeah. But
it's still going to be the Chitauri and stuff like that and all the rest of it, and it'll look the same, but obviously people will do different things, and obviously maybe different characters are there as well. But do you think just we'll see... Oh, sorry.
No, on you go. On you
I was going to say, do you think we'll first. See an action scene with all the characters back?
What do you mean?
Like, so they've came back from the dust, so to speak. Do you think we'll see a big action scene then?
I don't know. I kind of feel like there's going to need to be a sacrifice to get these people back, and I think we may worry about what that sacrifice is. I.e. Cap, Tony, and that need to do something to get these people back. So, I don't know. I'm not too sure. I would like it. I would very much like it if we could get that, but I don't know if we will or not.
But I'm pretty sure, didn't Sebastian Stan talk about being on set with a wasp and stuff like that?
Oh, really?
Well, what's her name? Michelle Pfeiffer?
It could be in the Soulstone, though. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Don't know how that's going to look, do we?
Yeah. It'll be interesting.
Sorry, I just got a wee notification telling me I need to register for the Foot Champs weekend.
Right.
It will be interesting.
I've just on the time travel stuff. See, I think I've maybe mentioned this in a podcast before, but time travel is something that I don't like when films mess about me because they always get it wrong. And if we get these people appearing at scenes of previous films, then it can't happen. It doesn't make sense because then they would have been there in the original film and all the rest of it. It doesn't make sense the way it happens. So I don't want them to mess about with time travel too much, but I worry that they're going to get it wrong.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Can anyway, let me book my tickets already, please.
Yes.
So, Captain Marvel?
Yes.
I remember messaging you saying I wasn't too sure you'd like this one, but turns out, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, very much so. Very good. I've got it. I think I've got it where I've needed a few more watchings. I've messed about with my Letterboxd MCU list, so I need to give it a few more watchings before it's cemented in any kind of form or place. But I've got it in a place in my list that I feel comfortable with at the moment.
What number's that?
I've got it at 13 just now.
I've got it at 14.
Yeah.
There's only two films I've got above it that I think the majority of people would disagree with.
What's that?
Well, Avengers Age of Ultron.
Right.
And Captain America, the First Avenger.
I don't know why people would disagree with that. I think I've got them both. Let me just check and see.
Captain America, First Avenger is officially the growiest Marvel movie.
Yes, it is. So, in my list, I have it in between First Avenger and, through rejigging, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh, wow, you've got Guardians of the Galaxy 2 that low down.
Yeah, I dropped it.
I've got that at number 8.
Yeah, it was high, but then I was just thinking about it and I was like, I don't know.
All right.
See, once we get, I was saying this to Sarah yesterday, actually, my bottom three are my bottom three, films that I'll kind of not really pay attention to if they're on and not really bother about watching.
Just to clear that up for everyone, that's Iron Man 2, Hulk, and Thor the Dark World.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then 18 to 15 are all films that I really enjoy, but maybe just don't quite make the next tier. And then from 14 till...
Yeah, you really enjoy them.
Yeah, 14 to 7 even is the next, they are very much enjoy, we'll try and put them on and watch them whenever I can. And then 1 to 6 are just untouchable films for me, they're just so good. So,
do you have the same 1 to 6 as me? A different order, but Avengers, Civil War... Well, Avengers Infinity War, Civil War, Avengers, Captain America, Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Thor Ragnarok?
No.
What's your number 6?
My 6 is Iron Man.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Iron Man number 10.
10, really? Yeah. Oh, dear. No, I've got... what have I got? Iron Man, Doctor Strange, then Ragnarok.
Oh, I've got Doctor Strange number 12.
I know, I think this was something that came up in the list that, or when we've done a ranking before, yeah. That you...
I love Doctor Strange, so I think it's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... I've got 4 stars for it, do you know what I mean? It's not I think it's a great movie.
I think probably anything from number 4 through to 13, or no, 14. 4 through to 14... I wouldn't mind what order anybody's got that in, really, because I feel they're all quite interchangeable and they're all on the same kind of level.
That's fair. Talking about, like, just because you mentioned Doctor, we mentioned Doctor Strange there, obviously an arrogant character, or cocky or whatever you want to call him. Like, one of the first things that I liked about Captain Marvel is, like, she's like that.
Uh-huh.
She's very confident, she's very assured, she's very, like, she likes taking the piss out of people, and she's, like, she's not messing around. Like, even when you, like, jumping ahead in the movie a wee bit, but when she first gets to Earth, like, she isn't hanging about to see what's happening, she just goes and makes things happen herself.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed that about her character.
I like that wee segue there as well. That was quite nice.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've been doing this podcasting now for over a year now, maybe coming up to 2 years, so kind of getting used to it.
Yeah. That was one of the things I said to Sarah, actually. I was saying that from the trailer, I was a wee bit worried about her character, that she was going to be too, like, smug and too cocky, and it was too many flicks of the eyebrows. And it was still maybe a bit too much of that during the film, but I didn't mind it as much, and I felt like it played into her character quite well. So I quite enjoyed the kind of cockiness and that came from her. Overall, like, I just feel like she was a really sound character. Like, she had pretty complete. The bit you're talking about as well, when she, like, gets on Earth, like you should say, she's no messing around, she's no, like, trying to play it coy and, oh, like, act like she was from that world. She was just, like, straight up just saying she was, like, a star, like, trooper or whatever it was. So
Starfleet, something or other. Aye. Making things up.
She was, like, straight into it and no caring, really. It probably helped that she was getting shot at by a Skrull at the same time as well.
But she wasn't, though, was she? Like, see, when you actually think about it, like, did the Skrull shoot at her? They didn't chase her, she was chasing them the whole time.
Well, who was he shooting at?
What Skrull was it?
When they were, like, turned into, like, kind of surfer people.
Alright, maybe at that point.
Yeah.
Okay. But most of the other time, like, she's chasing them.
Yeah.
Like,
and
someone said you should watch it a second time and pay attention to the Skrulls, and then you'll be like, actually, they aren't they that bad, like, the whole time. The only reason you think they're bad is because of what's his face's character?
Ben Mendelsohn?
No, not Ben Mendelsohn. Jude Law.
Oh, Jude Law, aye, sorry, yeah.
On that point, both Ben Mendelsohn and Jude Law I thought were brilliant in this film.
Uh-huh.
I really enjoyed both of them.
Yon Rogue. Yeah, I couldn't remember his name.
Because he was being a bit of a jobby. And spreading lies about the Skrulls.
I did think that, like, there was a couple of times when I thought that Ben Mendelsohn's character was, what's his name again?
Talos.
Talos. A couple of times I thought, this guy's, like, quite chill, and he's not, like, he's, as you say, he wasn't the one who was doing any of the attacking or anything as such. He was just, like, more, like, trying to talk. Like, even when they were doing the brain scrambling and stuff like that, like,
he's like, yeah, go back, what's that? Like, do you know what I mean? Wasn't he, like,
yeah,
they were clearly just looking for something.
Aye.
They weren't trying to hurt her or anything like that.
When she broke free, even at that point, it wasn't really, like, he probably would have had opportunities to, I don't know, seriously harm her or kill her or whatever, but there wasn't anything I felt like he was ever really doing, and he just kind of let her go. So, I did feel that. And then obviously, like, it's one of the kind of big twists to probably anybody who's got any comic book knowledge, is that the Skrulls weren't the bad guys, which I kept waiting for that twist to happen, and I kept waiting for them to turn and for them to double cross. And I think, I don't know if you felt the same, but it was probably the bit when they got onto that ship that was hovering outside the Earth. I thought, right, this is going to be it. This is going to be when we get the turn, the heel. But that was actually when they turned, like, you really saw that they were actually quite good. And
yeah, they're just refugees. No dicks.
Yeah.
I actually really liked the fact that the Skrulls weren't bad, because the thought of some of our heroes being Skrulls, I don't think movies is the ideal place for that story. Because obviously, for those who don't know, there's a massive... it's a Secret Wars in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a massive story comic book run where the Skrull, like the Skrulls, come to Earth and they pretend to be some of Earth's mightiest heroes. And it works in a comic book series because you can like really flesh it out and stuff like that. But the movies, I think you would have just, they could have, you could have killed what you've just spent 10, 11 years building to make it so that Hawkeye's a Skrull or Captain America's a Skrull or what, do you know what I mean? Yeah. You could really have wasted all the stuff they built up, so it was kind of a good way to go. And the good thing is, like, they've established the Skrulls in the Marvel Universe. Like, how many are there in their universe? There might be bad ones out there. So we could still maybe get, like, the Skrulls come up as a big baddie in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, it just takes one of them to go bad or something. And
yeah. Well, wasn't, to be the main, wasn't the main Skrull, I don't know who he is, but wasn't one of them locked under Fox's deal?
Yeah, well, that's what James Gunn had said, I think, in the past, was Marvel had certain Skrulls. But then I think because of like all this stuff that was going on, like with the takeover, that I think there was something agreed that they were just going to be able to use like all the Skrulls. But that's obviously now that that deal has been completed, it's like it's open season in terms of who they want to put in the film now. So
yeah, it'd be interesting to see who they, what they do now.
What about Sam Jackson? Thoughts?
Yeah, good. Sam Jackson's always good. Now, whilst the technology for the de-aging was, is the best it's ever been, I think. Is that fair?
Yeah.
I thought it was brilliant. And I didn't notice, like, I heard some people saying, oh, when I first saw it in the movie, like, oh yeah, it took me back. But then the rest of the movie, like, even when I first saw it, it didn't take me back because I'd seen the trailer enough by that point anyway.
Yeah.
So it didn't, like, all the way through the movie. Before. However, there were some times when he had to run and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, that's an old man running.
Like, I think they tried to cover that though with him getting, like, what was it, he got shot or something, or I can't remember, he got injured in some way when they were in the...
Well, he was in a car crash as well, wasn't he? So
yeah, so I think they've tried to obviously cover that by doing that type of stuff.
He's having a whole rough, just a rough couple of days.
Yeah.
But that's the only time I was like, ooh, that's an old man running. Like, you could proper tell. But other than that, I mean, Sam Jackson, like, he doesn't sound like an old man. Like, particularly, I don't think.
No.
And he's genuinely brilliant. So I loved his dynamic with Brie Larson, like Captain Marvel and Nick Fury. I thought their dynamic was excellent, just bouncing off each other, kind of taking the mick. I don't think the de-aging stuff on Coulson was as good. I thought he looked a bit weird.
Yeah, I think it was
like
the hair.
He looked like he had Botox.
Yeah. I think the hairline on him looked too straight. That was what kind of stood out to me, was that didn't quite sit right with me. But yeah, he looked a wee bit strange. They caught me out with him as well, one of the few times with him being a Skrull. Like, I didn't think the Skrulls would have got that deep that quick, if you know what I mean. And they kind of caught me out that he was a Skrull like early on. I was like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I enjoyed Ben Mendelsohn in it when he was just playing himself. Not himself, yeah. But you know what I mean? He wasn't in his Skrull get-up. I thought he was excellent at that bit when he's sort of battering Nick Fury. Then he sort of tried to chase them down for the... Because like Carol's getting away, isn't he?
Wait, sorry. So you saying you liked him as a Skrull or as...
No, as himself. Like, see when he was like Nick Fury's boss.
See, I didn't like that. No, I preferred.
Oh no, don't get me wrong. I liked him as a Skrull as well. I just liked him in general, but I did enjoy him when he was himself.
And it was obvious to us, I think, because we know who like the villain, I'm doing air quotes for people listening, but we knew who the villain was and it was supposed to be Ben Mendelsohn.
Yeah.
But like Sarah didn't know, and she says like as soon as he came on the screen, she was like, right, he's a Skrull, like he's definitely like a bad guy here. And I think that was like kind of fairly well signposted, and I know like they kind of do tell you that straight away because I think he talks to like the alien corpse that they're doing an autopsy on, but yeah, I don't know, I just didn't feel like I liked him as himself. I thought I preferred him being a Skrull and being able just to speak like Wiesian accent and stuff like that.
With Australian accent.
I don't know, like something about him speaking with a American accent I don't quite like. I remember thinking that about Ready Player One as well. I wasn't quite keen on it.
It's good. I mean, I think it's good as well because like we're so used to Ben Mendelsohn being the token bad guy these days as well. So it's quite nice to see him be like a good guy.
Yeah.
I was saying to you, like I texted you about, like I thought there was some good dramatic stuff in this one. The bit I liked, I don't know if you liked it, but you know when she goes to meet her old co-pilot.
Mm-hmm.
See the bit when she's like talking about like. There's a bit where they're in like a wee barn or a wee, I don't know, like something, and then Kara goes outside and her pal follows her and they kind of have like a wee bit of an argument or
yep.
Not so much an argument. I thought that was all pretty, I quite enjoyed all of that stuff and just her having a go like, what was she saying, like you were already the most badass person in the world. Aye. Sort of thing. I thought all that stuff was pretty well acted, which I don't think you get that often. Not like the acting's bad in Marvel movies, but like Brie Larson's like she's won an Oscar, isn't she? Like, and I don't know who that other girl was. I'd never seen her in anything. I thought she was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought that as well. I think it was her hair was bothering me, and I was like, oh, I don't know. She's like, I don't know if I'm going to like her. But the end I did actually. I thought she was quite a good character, and I thought she was played well by the woman who played her. So yeah, I quite liked that as well.
Played by Lashana Lynch.
Never heard of her.
Maria Rambeau is her character.
I thought they were saying Rambo all the time. I'm staying my head in.
Your man Ronan was back in it. How did you feel about him?
Yeah. Sarah was insistent, though, that it was not Lee Pace. And I was like, no, it's definitely the same guy. She's like, no, it's not. And I was like, you just not got the war paint on this time.
Yeah, because that even happens in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, though.
So what's the story here? Because just I'm trying to fill in the blanks for what's happened in between this and like Guardians. So from what I remember, were they not pretty much using the like the Kree to be like the Skrulls because they didn't have access to the Skrulls used the Kree instead. No. I'm thinking of Chitauri, ain't I?
Yeah.
Right, well, anyway, the story is what? The Zandarians done in the Kree, or?
I think so.
Who killed the Kree?
Something's happened to the Kree, and he's desperate to kill everyone on Xandar, though, isn't he?
Yeah, so, but I couldn't quite remember. I need to watch Guardians again to fill that in, but
But it was a bit of a mental case in this as well. He wanted to just go. Didn't he just want to go and kill everyone on Earth as well to get the Tesseract?
I think he just felt. I don't think he even knew that was there. I think he was just like kind of following orders type thing, and he was out just. If somebody says go and bomb that, he was bombing it. Quite liked that we kind of got a wee bit of an idea of what the accusers were about as well, and just sounded like they were pretty much just a bombing squadron. But by all accounts, really.
Someone said, I think it may have been Empire guys when they were talking about it. It was good that, like, you can maybe understand why Ronan wanted an Infinity Stone so much because he saw what it done to Captain Marvel.
Yeah,
and he's like, "Oh, I'm for some of that."
Yeah, that's a good point. I've not listened to the Empire one yet.
That's quite good. I said to you, like one of my criticisms of it was that I wanted a wee bit more action. There's a couple of good action scenes. The one when she's like on the Skrull ship and she's got those like big metal restraints on is all right. The train scene maybe could have lasted a bit longer. And then even this end scene, like when you finally get to see her powers, I thought it would have been a wee bit more. I don't know, spectacular. Like, there was no, for me, like, if you think, like, take Winter Soldier, for example, like, because all the fight scenes in the Marvel Universe, they don't need to be, or action scenes, they don't need to be, like, the airport scene at Civil War, or the fight scene on Titan, or whatever, they don't need to be that spectacular to be gripping. And I think Winter Soldier's a great example of that. If you look at the car chase with Nick Fury in Winter Soldier, I think that's brilliant. Like, you know, especially when it comes to the end and they've got the big battering ram out and stuff like that, try to smash up the car. And then it's one of my favourite fight scenes in the Marvel Universe is the bridge scene as well, between Cap and Bucky.
Yeah.
On the bridge, that's one of the best in, still in the MCU. And it's more of a one-on-one situation. I know there's other armed people around, but it really focuses on them too at one point.
See, I really enjoyed the action. I felt like there was enough throughout to keep me going and keep me occupied. So yeah, I was generally quite happy with everything that I got from it. I liked the, particularly liked the bit when she did kind of start to like unleash and she realised that she was more powerful than what she was, and she says, like, I've been fighting with one hand behind my back.
Yeah.
And like not like the proper emotions, but it made me like go like inside like a wee kind of fist pump, like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and she stops the bombs, doesn't she? And that's, yeah, that's a cool scene. And she then flies up into space, and like, what's really exciting is that we've only seen her in one film, but she can be really badass in Avengers Endgame because actually 20 years has passed.
Yeah.
So they don't have to be like, they don't have to justify, oh, I know she only did this 4 months ago, but look what she can do now. Like, they've got to say, well, she's been doing this for 20 years now. She's like, she's going to be, I think she's going to be unbelievable in the Endgame.
Yeah, like, she looked like somebody who just discovered her powers and she was having fun with it. Like, those bits when she was flying towards Ronan's ship and I think it was like the like his wee spaceships they'd sent out, and she was just flying through them and just looked like she was having a ball type thing. Like, it looked like somebody who'd just kind of learned that they're one of the most powerful beings in the universe.
Yeah, I did like the way she dealt with Jude Law at the end as well. Because like that suckered me in. See, when she was going, like, he's like, what's his name again? Yeah, Yon Rogg was going, oh, like, fight me without your powers, like, hand in hand. You'll never be anything until you can do that. And then she just, like, blasts him, like, miles away. She's just like, I don't have to prove anything to you. Like,
yeah.
Because I think at that point, no, I think it's also, there's the whole, like, moral issues there in it. Like, she does, like, just the fact that she doesn't have to prove anything to a man, like, because she's a woman. But also, like, I think there's also an aspect, like, she's so powerful. Like, this, he's so insignificant now to her. Like,
yep.
What does she possibly have to prove to him?
On that, just what you're saying there as well, something I felt that they dealt with quite well, and I didn't feel like was a big thing, and it would have been really easy to do, it was like, there wasn't any real kind of girl power type stuff going on. Like, it's obviously a very female empowering like film, but I don't feel like they've done anything to like pure throw it in your face like some other films might do, and like give like do lines like the one end of Lord of the Rings where she goes, I am no man and stuff like that. Like, there was nothing like that that I felt would have taken me out of the film. I felt like there wasn't any need to do anything like that at all, and I quite enjoyed that they didn't do anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of that though just come. A lot of that stuff though came just from idiots on social media though before the movie came out though, wasn't it? Who had already decided what this film was. That it was a social justice warrior that was in the lead role, and it was just about like, I don't know, emasculating men or whatever. And like, it's just a superhero movie, and the lead's a female. Like, and her best pal's a female. Like, do you know what I mean? I think a lot of people, I understand a lot of, like, when you hear like reviews from women, at least I've heard, and obviously I'm not someone to speak for them, they enjoyed the fact that there's no love story in it, and actually if there is a love story, it's between her and her best friend. Because actually you probably don't get many like female buddy movies.
Yeah,
most buddy movies are guys, aren't they? And so I think a lot of people appreciated that. I don't know, I loved it. I never felt any girl power. I mean, obviously, the only bit that was a bit on the nose, but it didn't bother me, was when I'm Just a Girl's playing.
Yeah, Sarah said that as well. Aye.
But, like, it didn't bother me. Like,
yeah.
It had a wee go at some, like, it had a wee go at guys who, like, do you know the bit when the biker comes and he's like, smile to her? But again, women have to put up with that shit all the time, so that doesn't bother me. But I like the way she dealt with that as well, like, because she stole his bike.
Yeah. Touching on, again, one of the things you spoke about there that I really enjoyed about the film was the soundtrack.
Yeah.
It's very much up my street, like 90s music. I love it. And it's up there as one of my favourite soundtracks, I think, for the MCU.
Yeah, I think after Guardians, it's the best one.
Yeah, I would.
I think Spider-Man Homecoming's good as well, from what I remember. But I like my favourite song, and it was probably the last time she goes to the, is it the Supreme Intelligence?
And oh, it's, no. Go on.
I was going to say Nirvana.
Oh, yeah, like the song, the fact that it's there is good. But I hated Annette, what's it, Annette Bening or whatever, like dancing to it. My God.
Oh, no, I didn't enjoy that, but just the whole, like, because the song's like, she's finally coming to it, is who she really is.
Yeah.
And I like the use of that song. I don't even remember the dancing, so, but the sense of it, that's a good thing. Yeah, that's a bit of a weird scene with that Annette Bening and that one in general. I didn't really. That's probably one of my least favourite scenes, but I thought the use of song for it was good. I thought it was a good song choice.
Mm-hmm.
But more on the side of where Captain Marvel was at that point.
Yeah. Aye.
Yeah, good. How did you feel about the. What is it called? Is it a furlong?
Flerken. Yeah, wee goose. I love goose. and interesting to know that Goose was once a holder of the Infinity Stone. I felt like people were too willy-nilly handling the Infinity Stone, though, like it was nothing. Because who was it? I'm sure somebody holds it before. Aye, what's his face?
Red Skull. Yeah.
Aye. And then what also was bothering me was, do you not see it at one point? Aye, like it melts through the plane that they're on in Cap, First Avenger. It melts through the plane and falls out because it's.
But then wasn't that activated though?
I suppose so. Fair enough.
And then I wonder with Red Skull, like, did it hurt him because he was trying to use it at that point, mm-hmm. and he couldn't control it? Like, whereas, like, maybe the other people they're just holding it. They don't know what it is. And so, I don't know if that plays a part. I'm just trying to think.
Yeah.
Of reason.
It probably does, yeah. But then, I was thinking, like, so, what's her name? Dr. Walsh, or whatever her name was. She was, like, what, harvesting the power from the Infinity Stone to use for this Lightspeed engine?
Yeah.
So, but again, I was thinking of how's she not had the same thing happen to her?
She's Kree, though, isn't she?
Yeah, like, she's obviously a superior kind of race and more intelligent and all the rest of it, but it's an Infinity Stone, so...
Yeah, but it's the same way that Ronan could wield a stone.
Is he just worthy, or...?
Well, he's pure, isn't he? Okay. Isn't there something about the Kree, the more blue you are, the more...
No idea.
I think there might be. Don't quote me on that, though.
I will.
Because I'll find out...
I'm going to quote you on Twitter.
Some of the Kree are... look like humans and some of them are blue.
I don't know enough about them to tan.
Have you never wondered about that though?
Huh?
Have you never wondered, like, why are some of these blue?
Yeah.
Oh well, just me. Yeah. In terms of the Flerken, I'd like to see it. I hope one of them's in the next Guardians of the Galaxy. Because, like, Rocket's petrified from them.
Has he? Yeah. Has he mentioned it?
No, it's in the comics. He's petrified of them.
Oh, right, okay.
So I think that would be good to see Rocket come across one.
Do all Flerkens look like cats?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if they do.
How does it come to be this form?
I think they do look like cats. They've got, like, pockets of the universe in them, haven't they?
Oh, do they? I don't know. That was, again, that's probably the first encounter I've had with them was... in that film.
I don't know if there's maybe just one Flerken as well. Oh no, they're there. Yeah, Flecken resembles Earth Cats.
Yeah, that'd be quite funny to see Rocket and...
It was pretty funny the first time, like, because even though I knew about them, like, I wasn't thinking about it at all. So see the first time, like, Talos sees it and he's scared of it. Like, I thought that was brilliant because I was just like, well, obviously it's just a cat. And then who else was scared of it as well? Was it the Kree or was it just Kree, more skulls?
Yeah, the Kree. Oh, actually, so Sarah's brought up something yesterday when we were talking about the film. So know how when the Kree get a hold of everybody and they scan the Flerken and it says Flerken high danger level or whatever?
Yeah.
Then they scan Nick and they say human low danger or whatever.
Yeah.
Are they not known as Terrans? Is that not a nitpicky point? Like, because obviously the Zandarians, they call Earthers Terrans.
Yeah.
So, I was wondering if that's something that you were aware of or what. Have they fucked up? Is that it? Is that us got them? We can take them to court.
I think they would just argue that, like, but even the Kree don't. I mean, what do they call Earth in Guardians of the Galaxy?
C-53 or something? Or
did they call it? And that's what they called it in Captain Marvel. But I can't remember if they called it that.
Oh, what, in Guardians?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I don't know if it's ever mentioned by a Kree in Guardians.
But I don't remember a Kree calling them Terran either, though. Because the one who uses that word the most is... oh, I forgot his name. That's really upsetting me. Yondu.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who like says there's probably other characters, but I can't really think of many other characters who use that word.
Yeah, it's like all kind of Ravager people, I think.
So is that their language for it?
Yeah, possibly.
But it's a good observation. A good spot.
Was, yeah.
Good spot.
Yeah.
Well played, Sarah. That's me applauding you.
I don't think there's much else. I can't think of anything else I really want to talk about.
What about the end credit scene?
Yeah, it's good. The first one, what was it again? It was it was good. I enjoyed it. Our hairstyle bothers me that it's changed. This is a very hairstyle focused episode, but
I remember the good old days when you hated. But it's been 20 years. You'd think she'd have a new haircut.
Aye, I did say that. Oh, yeah, actually, again, this is another wee question that we were talking about that I don't know enough about. So, does she age? Does Captain Marvel age, or...?
I don't know, but then you have the whole thing with... There's two... I mean, I don't know the answer. I've not read enough Captain Marvel comics to... The only Captain Marvel stuff I've read is, like, when she's in, like... What do you call them? Like, event comics?
Right, okay.
I've never read an issue of Captain Marvel or whatever. But then you've got, there's two things though, isn't there? Because there's one, like, because obviously we've got to think this is a different origin story from the comics because she gets her powers from the Infinity Stone, from the, is that a Time One? Time Stone? What is the Tesseract?
That's the Mind.
Space? That's the space, isn't it?
I thought it was Mind. Is that not the one?
No, Mind Stone's
the Scepter. Yeah, sorry. No,
it's okay. A Space Stone, isn't it? Because it's the one that you can jump. Because surely you used it to bring the T'Chari.
Yeah.
Space Stone. So, like, does that have an effect on her aging? Also, because of how gravity works in other planets? Like, I'm thinking of the movie. What was the Nolan movie? Do you know how the way they didn't age the same?
Yeah.
So does that have an impact on our aging?
Who knows?
So I'm assuming it's one or the other.
Aye, I would probably go along the line of the Infinity Stone being the one, but yeah.
Decent. The last trailer with the Flerken throwing up the Tesseract is probably one of the better comedy ones we've had in a wee while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was okay. The clip from the... I liked the one with the clip from Captain Marvel showing up in the Avengers building, but I think I'd have rather just seen it in the movie.
Well, yeah, I think I heard something saying that is this just going to be like a clip from
the
movie?
I think it is.
Yeah.
It felt like
they've done that before.
They did it with Civil War. Do you remember when they had like Bucky like on the clamp and they're talking? Oh, and I thought that one was a bit better. But it's fine. But just to go back to the end game, like we're talking about Captain Marvel, like I love the little bit at the end when Captain Marvel meets Thor at the end.
Mm-hmm.
When he brings his hammer and just like see just a wee smirk on her face.
Yeah.
Like it just goes back to that whole cockiness thing she's got about her. Like she's so confident, like here's this massive guy with like a flying hammer. Or hammer slash axe thing. On that bit, did you notice the bit where Thor was standing like in the air with the Stormbreaker in the trailer?
Yes.
Do you think maybe that's this time he'll aim for the head? Do you think that's the same bit?
Could be. Interesting.
Because it's like the same pose almost.
Yeah.
But he looks a wee bit more reflective as well.
Possibly. But then again, you don't see him at any point with that suit on, really, apart from then, I think. So I wonder if it's maybe like he's down in the dumps for the majority of the film and then he finds his, I don't know, like he finds his motivation and that's him putting his suit back on.
Maybe. I love Thor. Single-handedly has the best entrance in any movie.
What?
His entrance in Infinity War is the best entrance ever.
Yeah. It is, yeah. Did you see... Sorry, this has kind of gone slightly off topic on it, Kevin Feige has named what this is called now. So, like, from Iron Man 1 to... Endgame is going to be called the Infinity Saga.
Right,
that's
cool.
That's what it's going to call it, or that's what it's been called as a chapter, so I feel like it's a very clear sign that from this is going to be a big end to everything, and we're going to be starting afresh.
I think what's amazing is, though, is they can start going down Fantastic Four X-Men stuff.
Yeah.
And leave these characters alone for a while. Except for the likes of T'Challa, Spider-Man, I think Strange is going to get another film.
Definitely.
Captain Marvel, do you know what I mean? Like,
well, they've said that, like, Scott Derrickson's back on, is he not?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I can't wait to see what they do with the X-Men in the MCU.
You think? I think, like, we're too late for anything to be teased in Endgame to hint at, like, X-Men or anything like that. But
you say that, though, like, but they already filmed Spider-Man and Civil War, did they not?
But I don't know, like, in a legal sense, if they'd be allowed to do anything before this all went through. Like, even to preempt it.
Yeah, maybe.
What I think, or what I'm wondering is if maybe we're going to be heading towards, like, an Avengers v X-Men or Fox.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if that's maybe something we're gearing towards, I don't know. Be interesting.
We'll see. Yeah, anyway, before we go, Captain Marvel, how many stars out of 5?
I gave it 4 out of 5.
You know what? I gave it 3.5.
Wrong.
Very enjoyable film. Recommend it to everyone. I'll buy it on Blu-ray.
I think you might like it more as time goes on. I think more watching.
I think I'm going to see it again next Friday. We're going to see Captive State next Friday. But Amelia's going to her book club before it. And so I think I'll go watch Captain Marvel and then maybe I'll enjoy it more. Maybe I'll bump it up to a 4.
She wants to get herself into, like, an Avengers club.
She does love the Avengers movies. Like, she's not the biggest MCU fan, but, like, Avengers, Age of Ultron, Infinity War, like, she loves all 3 of them. She's always just like, I like the ensemble ones.
Sarah put this quite high on her list, Captain Marvel.
That's cool.
Like, up in the top 10 of her list.
Well.
So I wonder if women will find it differently than guys.
I don't know. I mean, Amelia, like, has started doing a list because we've just started watching them all. She's only got two films on there just now. She just put Iron Man and Hulk. She's going to add them as they go.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't enjoy Incredible Hulk.
Shocker.
But she's also in love with Mark Ruffalo as well. So it really had no chance, that movie. Yeah, definitely. I think it's a really good film. I'd recommend anyone go see it. There's a guy at my work who says it's as bad as Iron Man 2. I really don't understand that at all.
What?
I know. I don't get it. but he doesn't think Winter Soldier's any good either.
What?
I know.
My God.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah, cool. Can't wait for Endgame. Are you going to see, are you getting any plan, other than Endgame, any plans for the cinema?
Probably not, no. Just time doesn't really allow it, and then because we're on the old Meerkat thing, I'm kind of limited to 2 weeks in a month, so...
Yeah.
What about... Probably no.
On Netflix, there's a new movie out. I saw that, was it The Final Frontier or The New Frontier or something like that?
Nah, I probably don't watch that. It doesn't look my type of film. No, we watched... I think we've watched quite a lot on Netflix, to be honest. We watched TV series The Sinner. Really enjoyed that. But no, I'll try and watch as much as I can on Netflix, but it's been more old films. I think I said to you, I watched Deadpool 2, watched Solo, caught up on a few old films that I'd missed, so...
Rewatched Deadpool 2 a few weeks ago. I mean, it's because it was round, we watched it, and I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I saw it the first time, I enjoyed it, but I was just like, oh yeah, it's good, it's just not the same as the first one. And I don't know if I was just coming in with better expectations this time, but yeah. I found I was laughing a lot harder, and like, I don't know, I just really enjoyed it. The whole like thing where Deadpool thinks Cable's a racist was just cracking me up all the way through. Yeah, really, really good, really enjoyed it. And, like, it's very close to the first one to me. The first one's still the best, but I think it's very close to it.
Good.
Can I just recommend it when it comes out on DVD or whatever? Two films. One's a documentary, Free Solo. You need to, if you can catch that, watch that.
Okay.
Do you know what it's about?
Yeah, the rock climbing one.
Yeah, and I think you will really enjoy Fighting With My Family.
Yeah, I've heard mixed things about it. I don't know.
Oh, really? I think it's brilliant.
The
story's brilliant, it's really funny as well, good comedy, has the best use of Cliff Richard's mistletoe and wine in a movie as well.
Alright.
It's just a bar fight, but the song in the background is Cliff Richard, mistletoe and wine, and I was just like, it's brilliant because it's such a British Christmas song, so it would be playing in a bar at Christmas, but there just happens to be a fight as well. and I would recommend that. It's probably my favourite film of the year so far.
Alright.
Yeah, those two. Free Solo. I think Free Solo is the only 5-star film I've put so far. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've got anything really. I'll try and catch them whenever I can do. I think it's just time for myself, really. Just getting the time to do it, really. But I will try and catch it if I can. I think it was last year, I think, was it Spider-Man and Spider-Verse, was that last year?
Yeah, brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, that was my last 5-star film I had.
I can't wait till that comes out in Blu-ray. I'm ready to watch it again.
Is it not out yet, or is it in America? Is it out?
Oh, maybe. If it's out, I'll get it. If it's out then now, I'll probably buy it next week when I get paid.
I think I saw people like Harloff and that with copies, but they tend to get them early, don't they? So
yeah, it's weird, we tend to get the films, but yeah, I think it's my favourite Spider-Man film.
It's definitely up there, yeah. I would need to, again, watch it a few more times, but I don't think I can... I'm like looking forward to watching it again, so I don't think it's going to get any worse for me.
It's out on the 22nd of April, which is tomorrow.
No, it's not.
Oh, 22nd of April. That's the 22nd of March tomorrow. Damn it. Yeah, that'll be getting purchased. Apparently, like if you, when you watch it again, I know we're going off topic here completely. There's loads of Stan Lees in it.
Yeah, I've seen that.
How do you feel about the Stan Lee Marvel.
I really liked it. It was a wee...
It was brilliant, wasn't it?
Got me right in the feels, yeah.
Also, there's a great video on YouTube. The cameo in Captain Marvel is Stan Lee on a bus reading the Mallrats script, which I've not seen Mallrats, but I got that straight away because I know he's in it. It's one of his famous cameos is in Mallrats. But there's a great video of Kevin Smith talking about the Stan Lee Mallrats cameo in Captain Marvel, which is really cool. But anyway, you should probably go. Anyway, just before we go, I'm going to go see Us on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
And Shazam on Wednesday.
Might try and catch that, actually. That's probably enough to tempt us both. I think we both want to see that, so yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you know on Saturday night if it's worth the... I think it will be. I think it's going to be... I wouldn't be surprised if after Saturday night is my favourite film of the year so far.
Yeah, same. I've heard a lot of good things.
Cool. Well... if anyone's listened, thanks for listening. Hit us up on Twitter at MoviePodders. Any questions you might want us to answer for the next podcast? We don't know what it's going to be on yet, but probably just whatever movie news is kicking about at the time. Anything you want to say, Ryan?
Not a thing. No, thanks for listening if you have listened.
Just remember, guys, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Bye.
Bye.